Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with a diagnostic radiologist from Unity Point, Dr. Bob Philippone. How you doing today?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you making a little time for us. First off, can you just explain to our listeners what a diagnostic radiologist does?
Yes, thank you. Well, a diagnostic radiologist, works with the other physicians in the hospital, the other providers, other team members to interpret imaging, whether that be x-rays, a CT, ultrasound, MRI, or nuclear medicine. But on top of that, some of us also perform procedures. So I do provide a variety of different procedures here at Marshalltown Hospital so that patients can get that care done locally rather than having to travel to a larger city.
Okay, so Dr. Philippone, I've broken my arm before. I remember I got, I went in and got an x-ray, but I don't think I ever met my radiologist during that time. I imagine if you're doing the surgery, you probably talk to patients, but do you see all the patients of the x-rays that you look at?
No. A vast majority of the patients will likely never meet their radiologist or know who they are. Radiographers and the ultrasonographers, CT techs, MRI techs, they do the imaging in consultation with us, and we review them in our office on a computer workstation. There are some cases like fluoroscopy and ultrasound, or like we said, different procedures. Well, I will meet the patient to do the procedure, but sometimes, like with diagnostic mammograms and ultrasounds, so that women don't have to worry for longer than they have to, I will go in right after and speak with them about their results that same day so that they can have that before they leave.
And so your role is pretty critical within the whole healthcare system because you've got this specially trained eye to look at these images that maybe, a day-to-day doctor might not be able to see, right?
Exactly. So, our residency program is the comprehensive from the head to the toe to, not only be able to identify a problem, that's half of the problem, the task there is to identify a problem, but then also to come up with a differential diagnosis of different things that it can be. So often a provider will send a patient to us and be like, he has abdominal pain, right upper quadrant, should I get an ultrasound or a CT? And we'll say, let's start with an ultrasound. And then we can say, okay, it looks like it's the gallbladder, what are their symptoms? Okay. So that is consistent with, say, acute cholecystitis. And then we'll talk with the surgeon, and they'll go, obviously get their gallbladder removed. So, we can steer them in the right direction as to what imaging would be best for the patient. And then also, help them come up with the diagnosis. So they can treat the patient, accurately and quickly.
So have there been any images that you've seen that still stick with you today just because of how gnarly they may have been?
There's many different kinds. I mean, traumas are always a big one. I did my residency at a Case Western affiliate in Cleveland, and it was a level one trauma center. There are things that I wish I could unsee. Definitely made me not ever want to ride a motorcycle. And if I did, I definitely would wear a helmet. And then there's other disease processes that are just, unfortunately devastating. Things you try not to remember but glad you were there to help with the diagnosis so I can, get the patient treated properly.
Yeah, I did get a copy of my x-ray on my arm. I did a clean break, and let me tell you, having that in my window, I didn't go off of any more jumps on my bike after that, so that was a good reminder.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Philippone, what do we have right here in Marshalltown? What are some services that you have right here in Marshalltown?
I'm glad you asked me that, Zach, because Marshalltown is very unique in the case that, being a smaller community hospital, it offers just about every imaging test you could need, you know, from CT, ultrasound, MRI, nuclear medicine, DEXA scans, mammograms. But what's even more unique for Marshalltown is that we have a radiologist here almost every day of the week, every month, to provide not only accurate interpretations and real-time communication with the providers and the staff, but also to do those procedures, you know, whether they be breast biopsies, thyroid biopsies, you know, thoracentesis, paracentesis, pain injections. And most hospitals of this size in this type of community would not have that ability, so they would have to send patients, you know, whether it be to Ames, Des Moines, Iowa City, which, you know, we know could be a burden to a lot of patients who maybe don't have the means or they're older and don't really like traveling that far. So we're very happy and proud to be able to offer those services right here in Marshalltown because they deserve it, and we like to give them that.
Yeah, we all need to get that high-quality health care when we can. I like to say, you know, I don't play a doctor on the radio. There is a Dr. Tomish. That's my brother, not myself. He said to me one time, you know, we won't really know about the issue until you get an X-ray and look at it. I mean, this getting an X-ray or getting some of those imaging done, that's really helpful for things for early detection.
Yes, definitely. You know, we all know about, you know, the yearly screening mammograms, but there's also the DEXA scan, which screens patients for osteoporosis to prevent breaks so they can get treatment. There's a CT lung cancer screening for smokers that detect early nodules, you know, millimeters in size that we either follow or biopsy because it is critical to diagnose these things early, because not only can you get treatments early, but sometimes, you know, it negates the need for extensive, you know, chemotherapy or radiation therapy. There's also calcium scoring exams to detect coronary artery disease before it becomes a problem. And I can tell you, I have a neighbor, you know, that it likely saved their life. So, all of these scans, you know, particularly when we, you know, hit our mid-50s and above are critical to get done and to prevent some of those diseases from getting further along than we would like to see them.
Yeah, so Dr. Filippone, you had mentioned you did some work over in Cleveland at a Trauma mm-hmm. One hospital over there. Mm-hmm. What's kind of, other than, you know, obviously you're not probably getting a bunch of trauma stuff coming to our hospital. Is it really just number of patients is the difference, or is there any other difference from a big community like Cleveland to Marshalltown, Iowa?
You know, you'll see the same, disease processes. But you probably just won't see them every day, which is even a little more challenging, you know, because, you know, you may see something rare once a year. So you have to keep up your radar for these things. But, you know, the emergency department here is extremely busy, you know, with, you know, car accidents, you know, any number of things, you know, hypertension episodes, you know, syncope, strokes, heart attacks. So we keep busy, and there are definitely complicated things that come through. Like I said, it may be not a level one trauma center, but sometimes you're not close to a level one trauma center. So, you know, they'll get brought to the emergency department here. And so, you know, these, you know, providers need to be, you know, just as well trained, you know, even if it's just to stabilize the patient enough to have them take a helicopter ride over to Iowa City.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you also talk about there's a lot of people that will come in maybe because of a situation, need that X-ray or imaging done right away. But there's also mm-hmm. things like mammograms that you talked about. Can people, you know, just call in or what's the process of getting an appointment to get something like that done?
They can call us, the imaging department, to schedule at 641-328-7687. There's the Unity Point website, unitypoint.org, to get more information about, you know, exactly what kind of imaging we do. You know, one point of interest is that for mammograms, you usually do not need a referral. So if you are age 40 or above and need your yearly mammogram, just call and you and schedule that appointment, because, you know, that is one of the key exams that I would say. That's one of my special areas of interest. Breast imaging with all the procedures and follow-up for that. And we are now offering also breast MRIs here, and we'll very soon be doing breast MR biopsies, which I have to tell you is not very easy to find places to get those done, and to get those done in a timely manner. And that's another thing here, like, you know, we can usually get, you know, you call, people call and need a diagnostic mammogram. We can usually get them in, you know, that week or the week after, whereas a lot of bigger cities, it could take a month or two, if not 2 or 3 months. So, you know, good care close to home, can't put a price on that.
Yeah, gotta love hearing that we've got that care right in our backyard on the south side of Marshalltown there at Unity Point. Dr. Philippone, I appreciate you making a little time for us today, but also all the work that you do to keep us healthy and safe right here in Marshall County. So thank you.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.